Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Resilience and Grace. This is episode number 69, and I am your host, Mary McCarthy. Today we're talking about the aspect of witnessing your thoughts. Early on when I started to practice and teach yoga, I met many experienced yogis who incorporated meditation into their life as a daily habit. As I continued on my own personal spiritual journey, I began to get a little more curious to why meditation was so important. I began to listen to meditation teachers and read books, and I dabbled with a home meditation practice. Most of the time, I enjoy a guided meditation. It offers a place for my mind to rest and focus. I listen to someone else telling me what to do, and it helps me feel calm and at peace. When I finish, I feel good that I've accomplished something for my mental health. But over the past 20 plus years of teaching yoga, a daily meditation practice has not stuck. And I'm curious to understand why. I find that I can easily make myself sit down and meditate when life is going well, and it is easy to make time in the morning for self-care. But as soon as life gets challenging, my meditation practice is usually one of the first things to go. Have you found yourself also stopping a self-care practice as life gets challenging? I share this because I understand how hard it can be to commit to even something research has proven to help our overall health and well-being. However, as some major life disruptions have happened this past year to me, I've started to get even more curious about the power of meditation and what meditation teachers call the witnessing mind. One of the main benefits of meditation and turning the mind inward is the ability to mindfully witness thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Tara Brach calls this our superpower. Mindful witnessing is having the ability to know that you are aware of being aware. You become a natural observer of your own life. The witness place inside you is simple awareness, the part of you that is aware of everything. When we're not mindful, we can easily get caught up in fear-based activities and tell ourselves that what we are thinking or feeling is our complete reality. And as soon as we remember that our thoughts give us perspective, we can choose which thoughts to pay attention to. It doesn't mean that you don't feel anger or hurt. But the witness reminds us that these are just thoughts and we don't have to dwell on them. Our gateway to a deeper sense of peace, freedom, and joy is understanding that you are more than your thoughts and emotions. The ability to witness without judgment allows you to respond from the heart. And I believe it truly enriches your spiritual life, helping you, your thinking mind, gain clarity and confidence. And I really like this quote by Ram Dass. The witness inside of you is simple awareness, the part of you that is aware of everything, just noticing, watching, not judging, just being present. Begin here, now. The witness coexists alongside your normal consciousness as another layer of awareness, as the part of you that is awakening. What a wonderful quote to help us better understand the inner witness. Now, as we consider how to witness our thoughts and mind, we turn to the practice of meditation. In meditation, your awareness is given a place from which to observe the mind's activity. It can mean concentrating on the breath, a mantra, or listening to a teacher guide you through a practice. A teacher may instruct you to let your thoughts be like clouds passing by in a blue sky. And when you look up at the sky, you will notice clouds are a part of the sky, but they are not the sky. You can focus all of your awareness on a cloud, or You can expand your awareness and observe the clouds passing by as you enjoy the beauty and peacefulness of a calm blue sky. See, you can use this analogy during meditation, thinking about your thoughts like clouds. They come into your consciousness, but you do not have to choose to focus your attention on the thoughts or feelings. You just simply let them pass through your awareness and return to witnessing the mind. So, how do you practice this? Well, you can awaken the witness with pausing right here where you are. Just invite your attention to go inward. Let's try it right now. Take a moment and feel what is happening inside of you right now. Notice the sensations in your body. Notice the sensations that are familiar to you and new to this moment. You can notice your feelings, thoughts, and emotions. What is your mind bringing to this present moment? What is the heart sharing with you right now? As you notice, can you let it all be? Can you observe with a kind presence, refraining from judgment? And relax your effort. Rest for a few moments, connecting to your inner witness. This is a simple practice. If you would like to be guided through a longer witnessing mind meditation, then I encourage you to go to episode number 68 and spend 10 minutes witnessing your sensations, thoughts, and feelings in the present moment as I guide you through a meditation practice on the Resilience and Grace podcast. As I reflect on my current and past meditation journey over the past years, I am more aware of my tendencies and habits. This has been a part of my practice, observing my thoughts and my feelings towards sitting, witnessing, and being still and silent. Instead of meditating when it is easy, I am currently dedicated to make time to meditate and cultivate a stronger inner witness. I also am giving myself more grace when I don't sit for meditation. Instead, I might try to pause where I am in any moment in the day and expand my awareness, witnessing how I am doing so that I can respond in my life instead of reacting to situations throughout my day. I have found that making time to meditate strengthens my ability to pause and not let my thoughts and feelings define my reality as good or bad. As difficult as it is to prioritize the time to meditate, devoting even a small chunk of time to this practice has made a significant difference in my life. I hope this has been helpful information to you as you pause and consider how meditation can deepen your own spiritual journey and allow you to be connected and more aware of your physical sensations, thoughts, emotions, and feelings. It really is our superpower. May today bring you happiness, joy, and a life filled with ease. And may all beings live a life of happiness, joy, and a life of ease. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace.